Welcome to the Everything Coworking Podcast, where you learn what you need to know about how the world wants to work. And now your host, coworking space owner and trend expert, Jamie Russo.
Welcome to episode number 22 of the Everything Coworking Podcast. We have a couple of pieces of big news over here. One is that it was recently announced that I am the new executive director of the Global Workspace Association. I am really, really honored to hold this role and really excited to get started and add value. The Global Workspace Association is really the central platform for the discussion around the future of work. So owners of shared spaces, people in the hotel industry, corporate world, universities, furniture designers, anybody, workplace strategists, anybody who's interested in the future of work, that's the place to have the conversation. So look for a lot more content from us this year in addition to our annual conference. And after talking to some members of the association about what they'd like to see, a few of them said, you know what, we would love to be a little bit more in the know about industry news a little bit faster. And we all have our Google alert set and we're on Twitter and reading the blogs, but sometimes we don't have time to do all those things. And so I thought an easier way to do this might be to put a podcast together and do an episode of What's News when I have a list to share. So we're going to try that format and see how it goes. So this is the first one, so we will dive right in. Lots of big news in the shared space industry at the end of 2015. So this one a little bit older, but there are lots of people who haven't heard this news yet, and I think it's pretty big news. So Verizon announced that it's partnering with Grind Spaces, which is a co-working space operating in New York City and Chicago, to open a co-working space in historic Lower Manhattan to build support for startups, freelancers, and creatives. So I think stay tuned because I think we're going to hear more from that partnership. First space scheduled to open in first quarter, designed by Gensler. So if you want to read more about that, Google Verizon and Grind, and stay tuned. We'll certainly keep you posted on that. In early December, WorkTech West Coast 2015 happened in San Francisco. If you're not familiar with WorkTech, it is a conference put on by a company called Unwired, which is owned by Philip Ross, who is kind of a workplace futurist. And they do, I think they did 15 or 16 conferences around the world this year. And they're either 1 or 2 day formats. I went to the one in New York in May. It was a 2 day format with a masterclass on day one and then a 1 day conference on day two. And just really great content, a really good variety of speakers and topics from corporations who are doing really innovative space designs and collaborative workspace to workplace strategists, to facilities managers, to hotels, to universities, you name it. You know, people at Facebook are trying to figure out what's next in the workplace industry. Providers like Aramark was at WorkTech talking about what they're doing in the amenity space and workspaces. So just really great content. And I would put that on your calendar if you're getting your 2016 conference calendar in place. While you're doing that, there are two other conferences you want to get on your calendar. Juicy, the Global Coworking Unconference Conference, just announced that its conference will be the first week in May in Los Angeles. So their early bird tickets are on sale. Go to gcuc.co and check those out. Also check out all of the international locations that Juicy will be in this year. They have started quite an international ride. So if you're interested in seeing what shared space looks like in China, or South America, then grab your tickets because they're everywhere. And the Global Workspace Association conference is September 28th in Las Vegas. Tickets not on sale quite yet. We'll keep you posted on that, but put that on your calendar. And then the other thing I wanted to share is that CoShare, which is kind of the co-working association, just published a vendor comparison tool that's really comprehensive, and you'll want to get your hands on that. If you go to coshare.co, it's on their blog, and there's a link to the full tool in there. It's a Google Doc. And they cover a comparison of membership management software. So Cobot, Happy Desk, Nexidus, DeskTime, ShareDesk, LiquidSpace, Dovetail, DeskWorks, Nadine, MindBody, and Coworkify. And a couple of new ones that aren't on this list that I would guess will be shortly are HubCreate and Ascensus, who have recently entered the market and both made a pretty big splash at the Global Workspace Association conference in Denver in October. So you'll be hearing more about them as well. So that's it for the news this week. Stay tuned for more. And if there's news you think we should cover or questions you have about the industry, shoot me an email at jamie@globalworkspace.org. Until next time.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Everything Coworking. Be sure to click the subscribe button so you can stay up to date on the latest trends and how-tos. Until next time.